Was it Psalm 123? Is that what that was?
Psalm 136.
136. Yeah, I'm good. Okay. That's great. That's not a good start to a sermon. Wow, that was amazing. That was great. And isn't that powerful? The words of the saints proclaiming the truth of God. Amen? Well, good morning, everyone. If this is your first time here, we're so glad you're here. If you're a visitor, I'm Pastor Mike. Me and my wife, you saw her earlier doing announcements. We are the youth pastors here at Bethel. Our men and our pastor is out at Dirt. They are in, is it Glamis? Is that where they're at? Octuwells, thank you. They're out there getting dirty, not taking any showers, and coming home manly, I guess. So that's why you don't see Pastor Todd here. He's out there with his son, and actually last year at this time, he really wanted to go, but then if you all remember, he got really sick, and then that turned into walking pneumonia, so he got to go this year, so that's good, so that's great. So please be praying for them as they are on their way back. We have a little bit of a treat for you. We're going to do things a little bit different this morning, and it's not because Pastor Todd's not here. This is actually Pastor Todd's idea, so you know, we're not trying to take a shot while he's out. No, not at all. You're going to get the Pastor Mike Show. So what that means is not only you're going to get this Pastor Mike, but you're also going to get the other Pastor Mike. So not only do you get me for 45 minutes, but you get him for 45 minutes and an hour and a half. So, yeah. Woohoo! No. I'm just kidding. Some of you are like, see, I told you they're going to go long. Yeah, see, no, that's not what's happening here. So if you have your Bible, grab your Bible. I don't care if it's an iPad, iPhone, whatever it is. Let's hold that thing up. This is the Word of God. Let's get it, right? Okay, let's pray. Father, thank you so much for who you are. Lord, thank you that in your infinite wisdom, Lord, you put down who you are in a book. Lord, so that we not only track history on who you are, but Lord, learn about my today and my tomorrow. And we thank you for that, Lord. As we open your word, may our hearts be open to your truth. And Lord, may our minds, the words of our mouth, the words of our psyche and mind be pleasing to you, God. We give you praise this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. All I'm going to say is you need to buckle up, because we're going to challenge every single one of you. Now, you may be like, well, Pastor Mike, that's kind of what you do all the time. But this is a little bit different, because what you think and what you've been taught and what you've learned over your years of being a follower of Jesus and Bible knowledge, we're going to turn it a little bit upside down. You ready for that? Now, I need to encourage you to be open to the truth of God. In your bulletin, worship folder, you will find the typical Pastor Mike notes, lined paper. But on the other side, you're going to find a slew of scriptures. We did this on purpose, because what we're doing is we are encouraging you to be a good Berean. Somebody tell me who the Bereans were in scripture. Come on, somebody. That's fair. That is, right? When you have Pastor Paul, or we call him Super Christian Paul, come up and teach, and you actually have to check his words, like he's saying, hey, Bereans, good job. Check what we're saying. Because I'm telling you right now, it's going to flip many of you. It will, I promise. And so what we're saying is, go check. Go look at it. Go dig into those scriptures and get it for yourself. Because the reality is, this very word is a treasure. But see, God did something really unique with it. He requires you to dig, because there are gold nuggets inside this word. I mean, who knows that you've, you know, read the same scripture 37 times, but it was that one time that changed your life. Well, hopefully that'll happen again this morning. If I were to ask you to provide three definitions or descriptions of grace, what would it be? Think about that in your head. If you had to describe grace, or description of grace, what would you write down? Now, most of us would probably put, you know, salvation, right? Most of us would probably put unmerited gift, right? Some of us would put down forgiveness of sin, right? That pretty much is there. Did you know that if you would have answered like that, you would have missed the primary purpose of grace? You would have missed it. 2009 survey of thousands of evangelical Christians across many denominational and non-denominational churches were asked this same question. 98% responded with those three things, as most of us in this room would have. Only 1.9% of the respondents actually identified the primary function of grace. Now, it's probably quiet because we're wondering what that is. Over the last 100 years, teachers and preachers have concentrated on the merit of grace and salvation, the merit of grace and unmerited favor, and also for the forgiveness of sins. And that is how we have framed our understanding of grace. But you know, that wasn't its primary purpose for the believer. And so, today we're going to explore that. Now, don't hear me wrong. Please, don't hear me wrong. Don't think I'm saying something I'm not saying. Are all three of those definitions of grace true? Yes, they are. Absolutely. But for the believer, they're not the primary function of grace. Imagine with me for a moment that Bethel adopted a tribe in Africa. And they had to walk several miles to get clean water. They had to walk several miles to hunt for food and eventually bring it back to the tribe to eat. We decided as a church, you know what? We're going to do something about this. So we saved up enough money to buy this tribe a brand new 2017 Land Rover. Like the rugged one, right? And then we have the privilege of delivering that brand new Land Rover to the tribe. We welcome the chief into the cab and we start going over the amazing functionality of this Land Rover. You have the AC. When it's hot and when it's just coming down on you, you can get in and you can just feel comfortable and be cooled. Then we say, when it's freezing outside, chief, look, you can turn on the heater and be warmed. Then we take him to all the other goodies. The DVD player. Here, look it. Look, I got you a Hillsong video. Look at this thing. Look at the worship. It's amazing. His face is just in awe. We say, hey, not only that, but we have a satellite radio. You can hear news from all over the world right here, and it's blowing his mind. And we're like, it's not over. You got a pretty awesome 6-disc CD player changer. Can't do MP3s. They don't have iPhones. So, right, worship anytime. You could open the doors, turn the worship music on, and it's just, you're worshiping under the stars of heaven. That chief would look at us and say, thank you so much. How can we repay you? We'd simply say, well, there's no way to repay us because it's a gift. It's not for you. Because it's not its primary purpose. Grace's primary purpose for you as an unbeliever is to save you, is to cover you where you're at, to accept you the way you are. That's grace for you. If you want to know more about that, please, we have some elders, we'll have some elders up here, people praying. Please, as we sing our last song, we are going to sing. Actually, worship team, can you please come forward? Grace is empowerment. Can somebody be honest? Who knew that? Who already knew that? Nice. See? Nice. As we sing this last song, I want to encourage your heart. One thing I always pray after we're done teaching is I ask the Lord to remove the things that aren't necessarily, you know, it was just because I wanted to say something, but it wasn't necessarily for you. What I'm asking is that the things that you need to hear are going to be the things that dig deep, far into your heart. So that when you walk out those doors, the thing that you're asking for, the petition that you're asking for, hi, Jenna, glad you're here. The thing that you're asking for is the empowerment of grace. Amen? Let's stand and sing. Good job, Mike. It's good.